Welcome to another deep dive. You sent us some research on inspiratory muscle training for folks with emphysema.
Right. Specifically those considering BLVR.
Yeah. Bronchoscopic lung volume reduction. So this is for you.
It is a clinical trial. It looks at whether IMT on top of a standard pulmonary rehab program before BLVR
leads to better outcomes.
Exactly. But the interesting thing is that even though this study focused on IMT, it actually reveals a lot about how beneficial pulmonary rehab is.
On its own.
Yes.
Okay. So before we dive into the specifics of the study, can you remind us what is BLVR and why might someone with emphysema need it?
Sure. So in severe emphysema, the air sacs in your lungs, those are damaged and they lose their elasticity so they can't deflate properly, making it really hard to breathe. BLVR is a procedure that aims to reduce this hyperinflation using either tiny valves or coils to improve lung function.
So BLVR is almost like hitting the reset button on your lungs, helping them work more efficiently.
Exactly. And we've found that patients tend to have better results from BLVR if they participate in a pulmonary rehab program beforehand. And this study wanted to see if adding IMT to that pre-BLVR rehab could actually boost those benefits even further.
Okay, now this is where it gets really interesting for you. This is all about prepping for BLVR, and this study dives into the effectiveness of different prep methods.
Yeah.
To understand the study, it's helpful to grasp how emphysema leads to hyperinflation and why that's such a problem. Can you break that down for us?
Yeah. So emphysema is a form of COPD where the air sacs, those are called alveoli, are damaged. This damage causes the alveoli to lose their elasticity and they trap air, leading to what we call hyperinflation. And so this hyperinflation is problematic because it places a lot of pressure on your diaphragm, the main muscle that you use for breathing, making it harder and harder to breathe. And eventually that muscle starts to weaken over time.
That does not sound comfortable.
It's not. It's not at all. And to make matters worse, there are other things like weight loss and electrolyte imbalances that can exacerbate the effects of hyperinflation and that further weakens your respiratory muscles.
So BLVR aims to reduce this problematic hyperinflation and pulmonary rehab helps to strengthen the diaphragm before the procedure.
Exactly. By improving your lung mechanics through BLVR and strengthening the diaphragm through pulmonary rehab, patients are more likely to have better outcomes and they recover faster.
So you sent us this study that was looking at IMT specifically. Can you give us a rundown of how the researchers designed it?
Sure. So they had 64 patients with emphysema. All of these patients were scheduled to undergo BLVR. The patients were randomly assigned to one of two groups. So both groups participated in an 8-week program, 3 times a week. That included breathing exercises, muscle strengthening, and walking. And these are all really standard components of pulmonary rehab.
Got it. So pretty comprehensive program. What did the IMT group do that was different?
So the IMT group, they used a device called the Power Breathe Classic. It adds resistance as you breathe in. So it's kind of like weightlifting for your breathing muscles. And they gradually increase the resistance over the 8 weeks.
Well, I like that analogy. Weightlifting for your lungs.
Right.
They're really zeroing in on those inspiratory muscles. What were the researchers measuring to see if there were any differences between the two groups after the 8 weeks?
They were very thorough. Before and after the 8-week program, they measured how far patients could walk in 6 minutes, how much air they could breathe in and out, and the strength of their breathing muscles and their arm and leg muscles as well. They also looked at their level of dyspnea, their fatigue, their quality of life, even their anxiety and depression levels. They really wanted to get a holistic view of how pulmonary rehab was impacting patients with or without IMT.
Wow. They covered all their bases. I'm really curious to know what they found. Did adding IMT to the standard pulmonary rehab make a significant difference?
Well, that's where it gets interesting. While the IMT group did see some improvements, what surprised us was that both groups actually experienced significant improvements across many areas.
Wait, even the group that didn't do the IMT saw big improvements. That's amazing. Tell me more about what they found.
Yeah, both groups showed improvement in their 6-minute walk test. They reported feeling less breathless and fatigued and had a better quality of life overall. They even had reductions in their anxiety and depression scores.
That's remarkable. It sounds like the standard pulmonary rehab program itself had a huge positive impact. What does this tell us about its effectiveness for people with emphysema, especially before a procedure like BLVR?
It really underscores how powerful pulmonary rehab can be. You know, the combination of breathing exercises, muscle strengthening, and walking can really make a difference in improving, you know, physical and mental well-being for these patients.
So IMT may not be the magic bullet, but regular pulmonary rehab is incredibly valuable.
Exactly. It's like building a solid foundation before constructing a building. You know what I mean? Pulmonary rehab prepares your body and mind for BLVR, increasing the likelihood of a smoother procedure and recovery.
Yeah, I love that analogy. So, I mean, you're getting ready for BLVR. You clearly take your health seriously enough to send us this research. So, what are your thoughts so far? What's resonating with you the most?
Yeah, I'm curious to hear your thoughts, too. We've talked about, you know, how hyperinflation affects the diaphragm and how pulmonary rehab, even without IMT, can significantly improve both physical and mental health.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting how this study, while it was intended to investigate IMT, ended up highlighting the power of standard pulmonary rehab, almost like an unexpected bonus.
Totally. It's a good reminder that sometimes the most significant findings come from unexpected places. This definitely reinforces the idea that pulmonary rehab should be a standard part of care for people with emphysema, especially those getting ready for BLVR.
So thinking about your upcoming BLVR, what aspects of pulmonary rehab, the breathing exercises, the muscle strengthening, walking, do you think would be most beneficial for you personally as you prepare for the procedure?
Yeah.
And why?
I'd also add, you know, are you intrigued by IMT at all? I mean, the study suggests it might not be a game changer for everyone, but it could still have potential value depending on your individual needs and goals. What are your thoughts on incorporating IMT into your preparation?
Yeah, we'd love to hear your perspective. You can share your thoughts with us on social media, send us an email, whatever works best for you.
And remember, you're not alone on this journey. There are resources, and there's a community of people who are ready to support you every step of the way.
Now let's dive back into the research a bit. While both groups saw improvements, I'm still curious about the IMT group specifically. Did they experience any unique benefits, even if they weren't as widespread as those seen in the standard rehab group?
You're right. Let's go back to that. So the IMT group, they did see a significantly greater improvement in their inspiratory muscle strength compared to the standard group. However, this didn't necessarily translate into major improvements in other areas. While they could see some increases in lung volume, these increases weren't considered clinically significant. In other words, they didn't pass the minimal clinically important difference or MCID threshold, meaning the changes weren't large enough to be considered truly meaningful in a clinical sense.
That's interesting. So IMT did what it was supposed to do. It strengthened those breathing muscles. But for this particular group of patients, it didn't seem to have a noticeable impact beyond that. Any theories on why that might be?
Well, there are a few possible explanations. First, it's possible that 8 weeks just simply wasn't long enough to see more substantial benefits from IMT. Maybe they needed to do it for a longer period to experience more widespread improvements.
Makes sense. What are some of the other possibilities?
Well, one factor could be that most of the patients already had fairly strong breathing muscles at the start of the study. Remember, they were all scheduled for BLVR, so they had likely been managing their emphysema for a while and may have already been doing some form of exercise or breathing training. So there might not have been much room for improvement in terms of muscle strength.
So it's like trying to add muscle when you're already pretty buff.
Exactly. And finally, it's worth noting that the study didn't involve supervised IMT exercises throughout the week. It's possible that if patients had more guidance on, you know, proper technique consistency throughout the entire 8 weeks, they might have seen better results.
Okay, so it sounds like there's still more research to be done on the role of IMT, specifically in preparing for BLVR. But again, this study really highlighted the power of standard pulmonary rehab, regardless of whether IMT is included.
Absolutely. You know, you're clearly well informed about COPD and BLVR, so I won't, you know, dwell on the basics. But what I find fascinating here is the mental and emotional aspect. You know, the study showed that both groups had significant decreases in anxiety and depression after the program. That's a major win.
That's a really good point. We've talked a lot about the physical benefits, but the mental and emotional benefits are just as important, maybe even more so. It's amazing that something like pulmonary rehab can have such a positive impact on mental well-being.
It is. You know, the mental and emotional burden of living with emphysema can be immense. The constant struggle to breathe, the limitations on activities, the fear of exacerbations, it can all take a toll on your mental health. And pulmonary rehab helps people regain a sense of control over their breathing and over their bodies, which can be incredibly empowering. It also provides education and support, connecting people with healthcare professionals and others who understand what they're going through. And that sense of community can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. It's not just about breathing better, it's about living better.
Exactly. And when you combine those physical benefits with the increased sense of control, the education, the support, it creates a powerful recipe for improving overall well-being.
This has been incredibly insightful. Thank you for walking us through these findings. We've almost reached the end of our deep dive, but I want to leave you with one final thought. We know from this study that most participants already had pretty good breathing muscle strength, which might explain why IMT didn't have a massive impact. So this brings up an interesting question that, what if we could identify who would benefit most from IMT before starting pulmonary rehab?
Yeah, that's a great point. It's like, personalizing pulmonary rehab, tailoring the program to maximize each patient's chance of success.
Exactly. It's definitely something to think about as you continue to do your research and talk with your healthcare team.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, this has been incredibly insightful. Thank you so much for walking us through these findings. And to you listening, thank you for sending in this study. We always encourage our listeners to be active participants in their healthcare journey. So never hesitate to ask your doctor questions, advocate for yourself, and explore all of your options. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your health.
Absolutely.
We've covered a lot of ground today, from the science behind hyperinflation to the remarkable benefits of pulmonary rehab for both your physical and mental health.
Yeah, we hope you've gained some valuable insights to apply to your own personal journey with BLVR.
And with that, we've reached the surface of our deep dive into pulmonary rehab and BLVR.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep into knowledge.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.